Well, I was actually involved in something else at the time, but when I heard this, I said to my agents, "I want to do it." You know, it's you know, my collaboration with Alan, particularly in the past, is like Scully and GBH, and to work with Alan on Boys from the Black stuff, which I was not in the first time around on TV, but I saw it, and it, like you were saying about the stage, it's one of the most powerful pieces of television I've ever seen, you know. And at the time, it was groundbreaking. There was nothing like it on TV. It was wonderful. So we're all getting on, and I wanted to be a part of this. And having James Graham involved as well as the adapter, who's a wonderful writer and had obviously had Alan's blessings to do this, I just wanted to do it. I knew this is what I wanted to do.
It's funny, obviously you're from Liverpool. The cast is it's all Scousers, isn't it, really, who make up the cast. It's such a Liverpool story, but it also, you know, you could put this show on anywhere in the world and people would get it because it's so relatable, isn't it?
I mean, it's a universal theme, in as much as, you know, people in extremis trying to, you know, survive their lives, you know, through their relationships, through their marriage, through their parents, you know. And what's interesting about, I think, this kind of drama is what's wonderful, the heroes and heroines, because that's what they are, but they're ordinary people. And they're ordinary people. I think it was Arthur Miller said, you know, what becomes interesting about ordinary people is when, or what makes heroes and heroines is when ordinary people cannot walk away from what they're faced with and they have to deal with it. And I think that's really, really powerful. And I think that resonates with everyone.
We had Philip Schofield taking on George in the stage run last year. You're taking over that role. George, for me, he's full of heart, isn't he? He's the caring lad of the group. Tell us about the character of George.
Well, I'm having to fill big boots because of Drew. He's a terrific actor, and the fact that I'm doing this now, I feel lucky, really. I think George Malone is, he's the person that everyone goes to. He has a wisdom acquired over a lifetime, but he's not sentimental. He's a realist, you know. He's grown up. He's had a hard life. And he's had to survive himself when he was younger. And he's worked all his life on the docks, and he's lost his job on the docks. He's had to bring a family up, and he's ended up on the roads with this gang of guys. And he's not a soft touch. He's warm. But he's also feisty. He's got a steel rod running right the way through of him.
To me, he's a typical Scouser. He's got everything kind of that makes us great. He's got within him, hasn't he?
I think so. I mean, I knew people like that when I was a kid. I mean, I there's a couple of people I knew who were exactly kind of George Malone, that just, you know, funny, hardworking, and cares, you know. In a you know, what's wonderful about Alan's piece is that it's about now. It's about people who, with most young people particularly, I think, are looking inwards all the time, you know, looking at whether it's at their phones or whatever it is. And Alan's play is about saying we have to look out, we have to look outwards to not just the people we love, but everyone around us, because the only way we can survive is by helping each other.
Yeah.
It's a very human story. You can't, you know, it's about not ignoring people, which seems to be so easy these days politically. People are being encouraged to go look after yourself, don't worry about anything, you know. And it's for me, it's not a civilized way to behave. We have to look
No.
out for each other,
The
you know.
reaction last year, Phil, was incredible. I know you weren't involved in that particular production, but I'm sure you've seen the reaction it got. The reviews were just unbelievable. There wasn't a dry eye literally in the house. Standing ovations
No, I know. I
every night.
yeah,
And
I took.
that's led to this year, hasn't it? Why do you think that was? What made it so special, this stage production of Boys from the Black stuff? What is it? What's the magic that you think is there that has created such a buzz?
I think it's a recognition by people who can go to the theatre and see this show and recognise that's me. That's me, or that's my family, or I know people like that. That's a universal message, you know, and it's what the wonderful thing about it is it's, you know, it's not preaching in any way. It's not, it's just telling a great, great story about ordinary people. And I think that's why it resonates, because you see ordinary people in extremis trying to survive against the odds.
Very, very relatable, isn't it? The rest of the cast as well, mate, we got to talk about them. You got Mark Womack, we got Barry Sloane, who just delivered an incredible performance. How are you all getting on in rehearsals, I presume? As well as the hard work and the graft that's going into this, you're having a bit of a giggle as well.
Oh, we ate each other's guts. I mean, I walked in. No, I look, I've just finished the show down in London and I come back up here and I work with a lovely company and I've walked straight back into a terrific bunch of actors who are just, yeah, terrific.
Go
Some of them are coming in now, so I'll carry on slagging them off.
Yeah, keep it going. Listen, mate, why should people book? In your words, as someone who's just joined the cast, you're heavily involved in rehearsals. And we got to say as well, it's not just Liverpool, the 19th of April, the 11th of May at Liverpool's Royal Court. Then it's on to London, to the National Theatre. So there's ample opportunity to see this, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It'll be at the National in end of May, beginning of June. And then I think the second week in June, it transfers to the Garrick Theatre in Liverpool on Charing Cross Road, which is a lovely, intimate theatre. It'd be perfect for this because I've worked there before and it's a lovely theatre. And so, yeah, those, if anybody's down in London, that's a treat for them, I think. But wherever you go, I just encourage people. It's so special, this show. It's so, so special. They don't come by very often, shows like this.
We got to touch on your rather incredible career, mate. You've been in literally everything. I knew you'd been in a few things, but then I seen your IMBD today. I was like, oh my God. Everything from The Bill, Mersey Beats. Obviously, you've just come off stage with Billy Elliot, the musical. The English Patient is a biggie. You've done it all. It must be strange kind of looking back at that list and thinking, my God, I've been there, done that.
No, do you know what? The funny thing is you just get on with your next job. I think, you know, that's for me, that's my career, is being off of the job and either doing it or not doing it. That's what we do as actors. And, my son's an actor and I've always said to him, you know, do good stuff with good people.
Yeah,
that's what you can do in the end. Good stuff with good people. And whatever you want to do, you know, so many people want to be famous. They want to do this and that. And I'd say do good work with good people. That's all you can do.
We're looking forward to seeing you. Liverpool's Royal Court, 19th of April, 11th of May. And I said this to you off mic before. I just really hope nobody misses it because, as you said, it's a kind of, there's not many shows that come about like this. And you've got to book your tickets. Just finally, why should people get online now and book the tickets for Boys from the Black Stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, it's... I think it's unmissable. It's just you. It's you know. I get emotional now even talking about it. But it's special. It really is special. It's, you know, Alan Bleasdale's adaptation by James Graham. I mean, two giants in theatre, and just don't miss it.
Listen, Phil Whitchurch, from Boys from the Black Stuff, coming up at Liverpool's Royal Court. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.